Grace and peace to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So, all of these stories, today we hear just but a small section of the whole narrative of Joseph. And if you have a chance, if you haven't lately or if you haven't ever, I encourage you to go back and read these stories from Abraham and Sarah, who we heard about last week, all the way through the end of Genesis. These include stories of sex and violence, domestic abuse, power struggles, seduction. If I don't have your attention now, I don't know what will get it. But honestly, the book of Genesis, just it reads like a trashy romance novel, except that the difference is that we hear above it all, God's promise continues and says, in spite of all this, God continues to say, I promise to be with you. And that all that stuff doesn't define who you are. From the perspective of the constant ups and downs and the highs and lows of life, the struggles that we face even in the midst of celebrations, perhaps, today's story that we hear, the one small section of the whole Joseph story, reflects the reality of the world around us, if we're honest. But in those realities, one thing that is affirmed again and again with this story of Joseph can be summarized with one little phrase, and it's one little phrase that I hope that you'll remember and actually take with you for the rest of the week. And so to help you remember, I actually made it rhyme. That phrase is, when life is unfair, God is still there. When life is unfair, God is still there. We've been focusing on God's faithful promises throughout the Old Testament, and we'll continue to focus on that theme. Last week, we heard about that promise given to Abraham and Sarah, which continues then through their line, through Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. And finally today, through Joseph, we get a glimpse of the part of God's promise given to Abraham that's where God says, in you, all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. That promise and that special relationship with all the descendants of Abraham and Sarah shine clearly through Joseph, through their great-grandson Joseph. He is blessed and so then blesses many people in all that he did. We heard that in today's scripture reading. But, as is often the case, as many of us could attest to, life is often this puzzling mix of hardship and opportunity, misfortune and blessing. And what we learn through Joseph is that God promises to be with us no matter what we face. Remember the phrase? When life is unfair, God is still there. In spite of hardship or misfortune, everywhere he goes, Joseph shares God's blessing with others. He goes from, all the way back at the beginning of his story, he goes from being a son who is highly favored by his father to being a slave, sold to slave traders by jealous brothers who then led their father to believe that he had been killed by wild animals. He's as good as dead to his brothers, but God was with Joseph. When life is unfair, God is still there. As a slave, his owner is a man of high authority in Egypt. We hear his name or his title is Potiphar, the captain of the Pharaoh's guard. And the scripture says today that the Lord was with Joseph. So that Joseph found favor with his master, and he became the overseer of his master's entire household, in charge of all that he had. But before long, things turn, they go awry, and Joseph ends up being thrown in prison, accused of a crime that he did not commit. But God was with Joseph. We hear again, when life is unfair, God is still there. While he was in prison, Joseph found favor even with Pharaoh, the highest person in the land. And so Joseph ended up being released and immediately given the position of second in command, actually given the signet ring of the Pharaoh to show Pharaoh's favor for him, where Joseph ends up blessing not only Egypt, but the entire known world around Egypt by teaching wisdom, prudent savings of grain during years of plenty in order to save up for years of scarcity and drought and famine. The scriptures say that in a time of famine, not only Egypt, but all the world came to Joseph in Egypt to buy grain. So finally, here the tables are turned yet again, and Joseph gets to show people who are starving, people who are hurting, people who are grieving and wondering what is happening in their world. Joseph gets to show them that promise and blessing from God that he has experienced himself, that when life is unfair, God is still there. And eventually, because of this blessing, Joseph, whether it's an opportunity or something that he just has to do, Joseph must look his brothers in the eye again. The same brothers who had betrayed him, who had sold him into slavery and thrown him in a pit in the middle of the desert, who had beaten him up and then sold him to slavery. He must look them in the eye because even they are affected by this famine. And so they come to Egypt looking for food, hearing that there is plenty there in the land that had been saved. Imagine many years later looking into the eyes of those who had betrayed you so terribly, those who had once been closest to you. Can you even imagine what you might have done? I'm not sure how I would have reacted, but God was with Joseph in a way that Joseph was able to bless them rather than take revenge. He had every opportunity to do whatever he wanted in his position. But he blesses them and he forgives them and he says to them, at the very end of the book of Genesis, in chapter 50, he says to his brothers, "Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people." See, we hear that even when bad things happen, even if people betray us, even if people intend bad things, God can always take those bad things, negative things, even evil things, and make them for good so that we can be a blessing to others. Remember again, when life is unfair, God is still there. Indeed, in all of his highs and lows, all of his ups and downs, life was a puzzling mix of both hardship and opportunity for Joseph. And in the midst of it all, no one but God could have imagined how everything would turn out for him. But in today's scripture reading, again, we heard these words, we heard that the Lord was with Joseph. And we heard those words not once, but four times alone. Just in today's scripture reading, we heard those words that the Lord was with Joseph four times. Both while he was in slavery and then again while he was in prison for a crime that he didn't commit. We heard the Lord was with Joseph. God was with Joseph in the bottom of the pit, beaten and bloody, waiting to be sold into slavery. God was with Joseph when he was sold into slavery. God was with Joseph when he became a trusted servant. God was with Joseph even when he was wrongly accused and imprisoned. God was with Joseph throughout it all, reminding him and us of God's promise that when life is unfair, God is still there. It's the refrain of Joseph's story, and it's the refrain of our story. It's God's faithful promise for our lives. You know, it seems as if Joseph can't get a break. If there is ever a person who could wonder why God would let bad things happen, Joseph has every reason. But his trust is in God who is faithful. You see, God's promise of continual loving presence in our lives doesn't always shield us from difficult circumstances. I know we want to wonder why, and many people do wonder why, and those are sometimes questions that we can't answer. But the one thing that we can answer is that in the midst of all of that, when life is unfair, God is still there. The promise of God's blessing is one of presence, even in the midst of the worst possibilities. A promise of comfort, even in the deepest grief and pain. A promise of peace, even when life seems to spin out of our control. What Joseph learns in all of his hardship is that God's blessing and promise doesn't come to him in the absence of bad things happening to him. God's blessing and promise comes in the very heart of bad things happening to him. Not because God makes those things happen, but because that is the place where it is most obvious and most poignant that God holds him and loves him. This is what we affirm that God did for us, for all, in the cross of Jesus, not avoiding the pain and the difficulty of life, even when falsely accused of something, but going through that pain and that difficulty to show us the very depth of the promise that God will be with us, even in the most difficult situations. Consider Joseph. He's a man of integrity. He does his best wherever he ends up. And as a slave, rather than drown himself with despair and resentment, which he easily could have done, which I imagine I might have done, Joseph works hard through it all. He proves his integrity through his work and all he does. The scripture says that he was handsome and good-looking, and day after day he runs into this situation where his master's wife tries to seduce him. But Joseph shows his integrity in the way that he responds to her. He tells her, "Look, with me here in this position, my master has no concern about anything in his house. He's put everything that he has in my hand. He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept anything from me except for you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great wickedness, this sin against God?" See, Joseph's response shows integrity, but it also shows perhaps that his master's wife's offer was maybe a little bit tempting. If you'll read into all that he's saying, Joseph is struggling here. In fact, Joseph probably could find many more reasons to justify giving in to the temptation. Maybe if he had given in to the temptation, he'd gain more power within the household, more gifts and favors given here and there by the mistress of the house. Maybe as a slave, he could say that this is owed to him for all the hardship that he had come from, for the freedom that had been stolen from him. Maybe he could just simply justify giving into this temptation to have his biological needs met. There's all kinds of reasons that he could have given. It's one of those temptations he probably could get away with and perhaps nobody would have ever known. Who knows? Maybe it would have made life more bearable for him. But God's claim on him allows him to face that temptation with integrity, which means doing the right thing even when no one is looking, even if no one else would know. Instead, what he does is he gives three reasons to his master's wife. He says, "My master trusts me, and I don't want to break his trust." Second, he says, "My master has given me anything that I want except for you, because you are his wife." And then finally he says, this wouldn't just be a sin against my master, this would be a sin against God. Well, the master's wife won't take no for an answer, and when she doesn't get her way, she grabs at Joseph, and Joseph in fear runs away and says, the scripture says he ends up leaving his garment there in her hands. So he's trapped. It's her word against his, and so Joseph ends up in jail. His life is a stark reminder that sometimes, in fact, life can be unfair. And not by anything that he did. You probably have your own stories. They may not look like Joseph's stories. But maybe you have stories of when life can be unfair by nothing that you've done. Maybe you've taken the high road on something. You've done the right thing, and yet nothing seems to go your way. Maybe you've gotten blamed for someone else's mistakes. There are plenty of things, if you look in the news, that remind us that life can be unfair. ISIS in the Middle East, the Ebola virus in Africa taking the lives of innocent people, not to mention the many cases of violence in our national media that you could see every day. It's hard to look at all this. It's hard to look at some of the things that happen in our own lives without wondering where God is in it all. But as the promise goes, and I hope you will remember just that one phrase even, when life is unfair, God is still there. And so what keeps us connected in all this? What keeps us connected to God and to integrity? What might help us to live with integrity, to live with faithfulness to God, to that same faithfulness, integrity that Joseph showed? I think there are three things at least, and three things that we hear in today's scripture. The first, of course, is community. The second is God's blessing and remembering that you are blessed and so you can make a difference. And the third is living in faith through love and forgiveness. We saw all those things in the Joseph story, and we saw community. Joseph had community, even though he had been cast aside by his own family, by his brothers. Even in prison, he saw this community. The jailer and the other prisoners actually were part of keeping him connected to who he was and to who God wanted him to be. There in prison, he was able to live out his call to serve other people, to have other people as his primary concern. The jailer and the prisoners become his community, which then ends up in many ways, in many twists of the story, getting him to a point where Pharaoh notices him and he receives the favor of Pharaoh. And that leads to the second way of God's blessing and living in the blessing and blessing others. Again and again, Joseph lives out his blessing, living in integrity to become, first of all, Potiphar's head servant. And while in prison, he helps Pharaoh so that many others will end up having food during the famine. And then finally, that third part of being connected to God, even in the midst of unfair situations and circumstances, living in faith through love and forgiveness. He has that opportunity to love his brothers. And not just his brothers, but all those along the way through his story who have even mistreated him, bared false witness against him. When we hear God's promise clearly, and even when we don't, we still receive that promise that when life is unfair, God is still there. It's only so far you have to turn to know that God is always with us. We don't have to go seeking God because God is with us. So this week, I hope that you'll remember that little refrain for your own life. Know that you are a child of God, and that though things may not seem to go very well for you, In the long run, God's blessings will always prevail. Because God is with you, loving you all the way. Remember that refrain for your life. When life is unfair, God is still there. Thanks be to God. Amen.